Listen, I don't exactly know what you do or how you do it, but when you walk through these gates, things start happening. The press starts falling in line, the Secret Service gets extra secret, and when you go back out, everyone's breathing a little bit easier.
Damn straight.
It's April Ryan.
Whiteout's correspondent for AURN, in for the ailing, Roland Martin. April Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Roland's still out.
Yep.
Get better, Roland.
He's just riding it out now. He's just riding it out. He's not wrong with him.
He's just taking a week.
Yeah, he's just taking
Roland, get better. Get better, Roland.
There's nothing wrong with him. Nothing.
Good morning, everyone. Well, we lucked up on the political jackpot, and we have with us the woman who broke the marble ceiling, becoming the first woman Speaker of the House, a woman President Obama says would make his job a lot easier if she were Speaker again. With us, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Good morning, Leader Pelosi.
Good morning, April. I hope that Roland is feeling better.
I'm sure he would love hearing that from you. Well, Leader Pelosi, I want to start this off first. Sunday, you're going to be addressing the 58th Annual Freedom Fund Dinner at the Detroit branch of the NAACP. And what are you going to discuss? Because there's a lot to talk about, particularly as it pertains to minority America right now.
Well, the theme of I'm really honored to be invited by Congressman John Conyers, Chairman. And the theme of the dinner is freedom must never be defaulted, it must forever be exalted. And I view freedom as not only our empowering of voters and stopping the voter suppression and that, but also jobs. And my conversation with the 10,000 people there will be about the path to much higher unemployment for our entire economy and addressing the special concerns in the community because we have high unemployment in the African-American community, but also to really face the reality that the Republicans, they tried to deprive President Obama of a second term. They failed. Now they're trying to deprive him of a legacy, and his legacy is about jobs. His budget is about jobs, and they're trying to block that. We can't take that no for an answer in terms of jobs.
Well, it's interesting you say about you talk about the high unemployment rate, which is for African Americans 13.3%, the overall unemployment rate 7.6%. And there has been a historical difference in the unemployment rate between African Americans and mainstream Americans. And the Labor Department says for the past few months, they have blamed a large portion of the black jobless rate on government job cuts. So, right. What can you tell us? Are you going to just talk about it? Or are you going to talk about targeted approaches, which people seem to shy away from?
Well, the president has in his budget initiatives for job growth that talk about building the infrastructure of America, focusing on green energy technologies, innovation. And we have, and the other part of it is, as we do our budget, we have to educate the American people. We have a disparity in income, we have a disparity in unemployment rates, we have disparity in education in our country, and that is all related. And we have to, it's a false economy to say that our debt goes up the more we increase our spending. We don't want to spend frivolously. We want to spend wisely. But the more you invest in American people, the more revenue comes into the Treasury. For example, with education, nothing brings more money to the Treasury than educating American people. People getting better jobs, more revenue coming to the Treasury. We're all connected in this. Totally disagree with those who say we'll lower the deficit by stopping our investments in the future.
Well, the president is still talking about budget cuts as well, and we're still in sequestration, but it seems like you have a little bit of hope out there, as realistically, we are still expecting cuts over the next 2 years, correct?
Well, we have to have hope, and the president is talking, if you want to be frugal, we can cut things we don't need or duplicative or obsolete or just not a priority compared to job creation, investing in our future. And the fact is the more people are, many of the things that the president we have to do is to address unemployment with unemployment benefits. That's a prescription, but it isn't remove the cause. So we must do both. But for people, some of the same people who oppose the minimum wage, and the president, yes, you know, made that statement in the State of the Union that it was a priority for him. They oppose the minimum wage, and then they criticize people who aren't even paid a living wage because they may need access to food stamps, housing support, or something like that. So we have to put our priorities in order. We're a community. We want to lift everyone up. And we don't want to have a budget, as the Republicans are proposing, that gives tax cuts to the rich and opposes the minimum wage and criticizes people who are not making a minimum wage, a livable wage, depend on some assistance to get themselves through a transition. But it's a big fight that we have, but we have to be hopeful. We have to be hopeful that the president will prevail. We must support him in every way so the public sees the distinction between to see what they're trying to do to block what he's the initiatives he's taking. We also can't take no for an answer on the gun issue. Didn't pass in the Senate. It got a majority of the votes. But again, we have to go back at it because this is a serious problem in our country that we must address. And the president, has been the most eloquent spokesperson for why we must act, and we must act now. It's long overdue.
Well, Leader Pelosi,
so we have some important work to do, but we have to be ever optimistic, and we just have to make sure everybody knows we're not taking no for an answer. We're not going away until we end some of this, move in a forward direction away from disparity and toward equality.
Leader Pelosi, thank you so much for your time. Early this morning, you are awesome. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, a Baltimore native as well. I know you live in San Francisco. Okay.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, Tom, Sybil, and Jay.
All right, April.